Thank you, everybody. All right, this is the work part. You sure you glad for me to be up here? All right, Pastor gave us the theory, okay, behind thinking behaviors. I'm going to give us that practical component. Are you with me? Yeah. All right, at the back of your handout, after the lesson, you have your activity page. Please turn with me there. It's right after page 5. If you could go to my first slide. All right, it looks just like this. Now, it's not in color, but you should see a handout that's exactly like this. I'll give everybody time to get there. Again, if you're not sure where the lesson is, I mean where the activity is, it's right behind the lesson. So right after page 5. All right, let's go to my next slide. All right, Pastor has taught us on thinking, and thinking is a vital leadership behavior, and there's more than one way to approach it, as we've learned today. Practicing different ways to think helps leaders expand their capabilities and increase potential outcomes for each new situation or endeavor that they may face. All right, before we get to the directions, I do want to give a little disclaimer. Every single point Pastor mentioned to us to include in these different thinking behaviors, for sake of time, we couldn't put them all into this activity, but you will see some represented. Also, when doing this activity, we have different questions that are going to be guiding us through the thinking behaviors. What I want you to do is, for the answers, for the sake of time, because we're going to kind of condense this portion, is to list only about one or two answers for each section, and that'll make more sense as we get into it. All right, my next slide. If you're with me, these are the directions. If you'll look with me, we're going to review an organizational issue. There are three possible issues listed. We're going to select one of those. And we're going to address it using the four different thinking behaviors. All right, remember Pastor told us that the goal, does anyone remember what the goal of today is? Right, to expand how the leader thinks. So we're not adding people to us to say, okay, I know Susan, she can think analytically. I think conceptually. No, we're not doing that. What we're doing is learning how to ourselves learn how to incorporate all four thinking behaviors. So you with me? Yes. All right. The organizational issue, go ahead and look at this. The first one, these are organizational issues here at Faith Chapel. Some are old, some are ongoing. The first one is exiting the Dome parking lot on Sundays. That was an initiative that has gone on here. Improving utilization of the bridge. And then the last one, increased volunteerism, increasing VPs. And this may or may not be specifically to your area, but to the whole church at large, we want to increase that. So I want you now to select one of those. That'll be the issue that you'll use to address the four thinking areas. So whichever one you decide that you want to approach. Are you with me? You ready? You got the one in mind? Okay. We have those four thinking areas. If you go to the next slide, this just, go back up. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I was like, no, that's not it. Okay. All right. We're on this page, and the way that we're going to practically walk out, how do I now incorporate these thinking behaviors? Okay. If I identify myself and I say, okay, I'm conceptual, how do I now become analytical? How do I now become strategic and client-oriented? Well, we're going to use guided questions. So if you look at the first thinking behavior, think analytically. These are just a few questions pulled together that can help you start to think analytically. So remember the issue that you chose. So right now, what I want you to do is answer each of these questions based on the issue that you chose. We're going to keep the same issue, but we're going to think about it four different ways. Is everybody with me? Okay, go ahead and begin. And remember, for the sake of time, just choose about one or two possible answers to each of the questions so we can kind of get the idea of how to do this, but yet maximize our time. All right, everyone is in the Think Analytically section, right? In this section, you are thinking about your particular issue that you chose and answering these four questions that are going to frame your thinking to make sure it's analytical. The first question was, what are the pros associated with this issue, the advantages? The second question was, what is the cons? And then the third question is, list two possible solutions now that we know the pros and cons. And then the last question said, which of those two solutions is the most logical? Are you with me? All right, so can you see some of the points, Pastor, represented in that Think Analytical section? So in this entire section, you're thinking analytically about that particular issue. You with me? All right, we're going to move on. I know time is, you know, kind of going at a fast pace, which was not the original plan. However, I believe you the fast class, right? This is the fast class, not the slow class. So we're going to move on to the next area, which is think conceptually. All right, remember, you have your same issue. Do not change issues. We're going to think about it in a different way this time. We're thinking about it conceptually. So let's look at our guided questions. What is the major concept or theme related to this issue? Okay, what's a broader picture item that's associated with this issue? Describe our past experience with this issue. List any underlying issues, patterns, or connections you see. And it says you can use a drawing or a flowchart if you desire. You don't have to. And then the last conceptual question says, develop a new idea that's designed to address this issue. So if you'll go ahead with the think conceptually portion at this time. All right, for the sake of time, we're going to move on to the think strategically section. Remember, you have your same issue that you chose, whether you chose the parking lot issue, the bridge issue, or recruiting VPs issue. Now we're on think strategically. So now we're thinking a whole different way, and we have two questions. The first one says, visualize the future state of this issue. What is the end goal or outcome we ultimately desire, or that you ultimately desire? The second question is, what are some things we need to consider and address now in order to achieve our desired future? So thinking strategically about your issue that you chose. All right, the last section. Now we're going to jump from thinking strategically to now we want to think in that client-oriented perspective. This is the last thinking behavior, and we have a different set of questions. And remember, again, you have your same issue. The questions under the client-oriented perspective, how does this issue impact our internal customers? Internal customers are members, employees, vision partners. The second question, how does this issue impact our external customers? These could be businesses, vendors, other churches, the community. And then lastly, it says, suggest a solution that fosters a positive outcome for all the customers we serve. So we divided our customers into internal, external. Now we want to devise a solution that captures everybody's needs. All right, I know we went through this exercise extremely quickly, but hopefully you were able to grasp what we were trying to do, the principle of helping you to think differently. All right, so if you'll go to my next slide, this locate yourself, I want you to do that when you get home, okay? When you get home, do the locate yourself. Next. All right, share your experience. This was an application exercise, and I was going to do observations related to these things, but instead, we're going to take just a few minutes to get some feedback from you, the audience, while you were doing this. And for those that will, I would like you to describe the difference you noticed, okay, as you engaged each different thinking behavior, okay? If you noticed a difference, hopefully you noticed the difference, but I want you to kind of describe that for us. Because if Pastor wants us to now engage and start to utilize all four of these thinking behaviors, a quick way or an easy way is to use guided questions that focuses our mind and attention towards a certain direction. Hopefully that helped us to do that. So if any brave soul would like to describe the differences you noticed as you went between each different type of thinking behavior. Okay, a soul that's in faith then. Let me get a soul that is in faith, on fire for God. I know I got somebody in here like that.
just pick one. Yeah, just all right, I'll pick. As you move from different, from a different thing. Oh, wow, okay. Good to see everybody. All right. I looked at recruitment of VPs. And as I started with think analytically, it says, what are the pros associated with this issue? As I was thinking, the pros were we would increase partnership and we would expand ministry as relates to having personnel to fulfill those ministries. Then when I started thinking conceptually, I was trying to think about the big picture, being creative, thinking about ideals and principles. What is the major concept or theme related to this problem? I was thinking from a big picture, it's church involvement. I was thinking just having VPs to really participate with the church so the church can grow and do what the church is called to do, kind of thing. As I begin to think strategically, it says visualize the future state of the issue and what is the end goal or outcome we ultimately desire. Looking down the road, I think we desire that every member be an active VP, every member, and that will have some great impacts down the road when, as the ministry continue to expand with 14,000 personnel, you have vision partners on board, and if every active member was a VP, and as I start thinking from a client perspective about the people, and just the love of the people and what are the benefits for the people. It will increase participation and decrease the workload on the current VPs. It would increase participation as we get the VPs in, more folks are getting involved, but it also would decrease the ones who are currently working. It kind of release the workload and it will be distributed equally. And so I was just using different parts that I was trying to, I was visualizing myself moving around as I was thinking analytically. You know, your body started moving, you know. But something I got in my preparation time, I believe Jesus was more, as I was looking at these, as we went through these, I felt like Jesus was thinking it's about the people first, and then I'm going to add my analytical and conceptual and my strategically thinking. And so, but at the end of the day, how can we bless the people, and how can the people be blessed?
So that's kind of what I was thinking of.
Thank you for that. What I noticed about Minister Edwards' contribution is that it gave so much of a fuller picture to the issue. When he thought analytically, we saw something, then conceptually, we saw something else, strategically, then client perspective. So now we have a well-rounded view of that issue, and we can attack it on every level. Did you all kind of see that? Okay. Did anyone else want to share? Oh, we're out of town. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, thank you. Next, we'll have Pastor Mike.